a group of illnesses called neglected tropical diseases or NTDs adds to the troubles in the Middle East and North Africa. These diseases traditionally affect poor countries, but the new study says NTDs also are prevalent in many middle-income countries, such as Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Morocco, and Yemen.
Cutaneous leishmaniasis, dengue, Rift Valley fever, Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever.
Dr. Peter Hotez, lead researcher of the study, says he and his colleagues found a huge hidden burden of tropical diseases in the region.
Neglected tropical diseases disproportionately affect Egypt and Yemen. So these two countries have some of the greatest number of cases of intestinal worm infections, of elephantiasis and schistosomiasis, as well as diseases such as fasciolysis. I like to call them the most important diseases you've never heard of.
Researchers were also surprised by the re-emergence and prevalence of infections such as cutaneous leishmaniasis, caused by a sandfly, and infections transmitted from animals to humans such as brucellosis, a bacterial infection originating in cattle and sheep. They say diseases of the poor are not a priority in conflict-ridden nations, where community and public health systems have often broken down. Dr. Hotez says the immediate strategy for controlling the rising infection rate is to step up mass drug administration efforts, especially for schistosomiasis, intestinal helminths infections, and leprosy. Julie Jacobson is Senior Program Officer at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, a leading advocate of a global campaign to eliminate NTDs. She says the research points to a public health problem seen in many conflict-ridden countries, and it underscores the need for vigilance.
People see most of the health problems as being too onerous, too difficult, and unsolvable. And here we have some very solvable problems with not a huge price tag. I mean, it's very cost-effective, 50 cents per person per year. On average, we'll take care of 7 of these diseases, and a lot of the drugs are donated for the programs even outside of that.
The elimination of NTDs will also require the development of new drugs and new vaccines. Peter Hotez says he is hopeful funds will be found to support more research in this area, especially on drugs to treat some of the deadliest and most prevalent of the tropical diseases, such as dengue fever and leishmaniasis. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.